What the fuck does that even mean? I don't know. He could see Russia from his backyard, man. He's got great relations with what was it that she said? Political relations with
Yeah, no,
Russia.
my yeah, she reads all the best magazines. What
Oh man,
a canary in the coal mine she turned out to be. People
I
are
yeah.
like, oh wow, politics can't get dumber than this.
Just you wait. If
Hold
only
my
she
beer.
wait. If only she was a canary in the coal mine, that would've been.
I just want to go
She
back to
would've
the
died.
simpler days when all I had to be concerned with was Man Bear Peg.
No, you know,
Super cereals.
I remember in the midst of my youth, George W. Bush said an asinine thing. He said history will look upon me differently than people do now, because everyone always thought he was like the worst president and he was terribly
Well, he's
incompetent.
right.
And yeah, he was right, but for a completely opposite reason.
I mean, you can be totally incompetent and not be the worst or something. It's incredible, I know.
I mean,
I couldn't stand how he would say nuclear.
nuclear,
Yeah. He would
nuclear,
say nuclear.
nuclear,
Nuclear.
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 You can say a lot of bad things about George W. Bush, but that man had footwork. The way he dodged that shoe.
No way.
We're back and better than ever. Welcome back to the Full Court Press podcast.
The Full Court Press.
It's a terrible name, and I'm glad they're dead.
Still a better name than the Thunder.
And my name's Luther. Come on, man. Just shoot me. How could there be more? I don't understand. Dear God. Joined today here by Bald.
Fuck you guys. He's ass. This will come back to bite him in the ass.
Sandy.
I heard he had sex with a couple thousand folks. Yeah, I got a load
of
manager at the time for reception.
And Duke?
Donkey basket.
This is objectively a great idea.
Finger yeah. wag. I prefer not.
It's the only podcast made by fools for fools. Or should I shoot myself?
No.
Figuratively.
Everything will be fine.
All right, we're back and better than ever. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Fool Court Press podcast, the only podcast made by fools for fools. I'm joined here today by my fools, Sandy and Half. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
What the hell's going on, people?
Half, I didn't want to comment on how you were honoring Baldy by not being able to properly mute, but the fact that you wrote in the chat that you were holding your breath.
I move my face away from the mic so I can breathe.
Well, you know what? If you expect perfection from this podcast, don't hold your breath.
I like how instead of being able to properly mute, you're like, I'll just die. I'll just...
We don't break for that long. Although they're really inconsistent.
All right. So we're going to start off our podcast like we start off every podcast with our topics du jour, our topics the day, our topics de jante, our topics de half.
Topics de Jovich. Let's do this.
Topics de Jovich.
Okay. Now, I've got a real problem. You know, I feel like there's a lot of heat, anti-heat propaganda going around, swirling around, and I really don't like it. I don't like this. I think we need to start off with...
You don't like propaganda to having two-way streets?
No, we're gonna talk about the best Miami Heat draft class draft pick ever, Bol Bol, Depoy.
Was he a Miami Heat draft pick?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he was a Denver Nugget
and traded. Wait, no, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I think you are.
Well, we're off to a tremendous start. Like I said, don't hold your breath.
Yeah, it's like topics.
Confusing, but yeah, that's it.
Topics to Jante.
Right,
we
later,
do
guys.
have
see you guys next week.
We do have Bol Bol. We do have Bol Bol on here because Kendrick Perkins thinks that he's gonna be Defensive Player of the Year without starting.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever seen. And I'm in on Bol Bol.
I'm in on Perk.
Crazy to me. He's not even going to be playing 10 minutes a night, man.
Perkins saying the wildest shit just to get some like online cachet. I'm down with this.
He knows his lane, and he's really good at it. He knows just the right buttons to push to make everyone say, "Good God, he's an idiot. I can't get enough."
Like big Dame trade happens, and Perk's like, guys, I know how to differentiate myself on this lane. This is gonna be great for Bol Bol, defensive player of the year.
Because losing Ayton, who was always in the running for defensive player of the year, as we all already knew. Well, of course, like
you're clearing the lane for him. Like, but the best part is that he's like off of the bench. Like he acknowledges he's not gonna start.
I was right. He did draft Bol Bol.
Who did?
The Heat.
Kendrick? Heat.
Mike did? Yeah. Traded him to Denver immediately.
Half Button was right.
Holy shit.
Half Button was right. Oh, he's looking it up now. Yeah. You just kicked a hornet's nest.
You're right. 44th pick, 2019 draft by the Heat.
You know what you don't want to do? You don't want to kick the hornet's nest.
Oh, my God. I was like, no, was it Bol Bol? I was like, yeah, no, there you go.
Well, I didn't.
He's got enough culture in him.
I learned something today. Well, thank you. Thank you, Half.
There you go.
For teaching us that you're never too old to learn that Bol Bol was once drafted by the Heat and then immediately traded. And a
future
decoy. Future decoy off the bench.
A second there.
What's the worst award to win? Depoy or Coach of the Year?
I think Executive of the Year is the one that people care about the least because no one even knows who wins it.
Yeah, but the Coach of the Year gets fired.
Yeah, we've had two Coach of the Years fired in the last 20 years.
And then the Depoy
more than that. We had one person win a Coach of the Year and a Coach of the Year after he got fired.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Dwayne Casey.
They're like, hey, we're going to give you this trophy even though, you know.
The Raptors shit-canned him, and then because they don't release the award winners until like halfway through the playoffs, he wins Depoy, and the Raptors had to congratulate him. They sent out a congratulatory tweet, and what has to be one of the more awkward moments this happened on.
You got to eat that slice of humble pie.
I mean, except Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis,
who's the last good Depoy for real? That was well deserved. Period.
Well, who won it last year?
Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, Jaren Jackson's not terrible. He made the All-Star game last season.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, but Depoy? Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Depoys that I think of off the top of my head, didn't like Dwight Howard win like five in a row while he was dominating the league?
Yeah, three in a row. I'm looking at him
jerk
right now.
Jerk or no jerk, exclusively referring to it as Depoy. Never saying defensive player of the year. I only say
Depoy. It's so long.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the ones where the nickname actually is better than the actual.
I'm joking. Because
like rookie of the year, Roy. That doesn't have a good role to it. You know,
the GOAT, greatest of all time, sounds great.
Yeah. It has to be the right ones. You know,
MVP. Who got his trophy called?
What?
There was a weird trophy that was introduced last year with a funny name.
Oh, the Mopo?
Yeah, the Maurice.
Maurice something, a trophy for the person something who won the most like games in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
The Mopo. All right, so Sandy, topic DeJounte. Do you want to talk Dame trade? Do you want to talk about what happened with Phoenix? Do you want to talk about the Holiday trade? Do you want to talk about Buddy Hield, Kai Jones, Reggie Bullock, Jeannie Buss thinks Anthony Davis might be the best player in the league. Paolo Banchero being one part LeBron, one sprinkle of Tatum, and one dash of Carmelo per his coach. And the Nuggets won't let players travel with the Larry O'B.
You got a lot of things listed.
You got Arenas laughing at Hakeem.
The topics, DeJounte, and the one that I think you have to start with, you didn't even say it. You didn't even mention it.
Jordan Poole, expensive
and
backpacks.
And I think it's something that we all found out this week from our good friend Pablo Torre.
Rodney Magruder joined the Warriors.
Rodney!
And that makes you wonder, like, we can probably tell that story along with the Jordan Poole story. Because
we can link up a lot of these.
Because does it seem like the Warriors are going out of their way to sign specifically players that it will piss Draymond Green off?
I feel like it's they're kind of needling him a little bit. Hey, man, you know, things would be a lot different if you hadn't ran off Kevin Durant. Hey, man, things might be a little different if you hadn't punched your teammate in the mouth. Hey, man, why'd you curb stomp that guy?
Speaking of which, he's now out. He's now out with an ankle issue because he stepped on his teammate. Draymond Green. Apparently, per Pablo Torre, Pablo Torre finds out this week, he found out what Jordan Poole said that drove Draymond Green to the point of explosion, where he laid Jordan Poole out with a sucker punch heard around the world.
I think that we need to introduce this with a little bit of pomp and circumstance. Do you have like a drum roll sounder or anything like that?
I do. One second.
Queue up and
one second here.
This is one of the biggest things we've ever discussed on this show. We finally have the answer. One of life's greatest mysteries.
You're an expensive backpack for 30.
Holy shit. This man, whose jump shot form makes him look like he's wearing a backpack. People ridiculed him and dunked on him and laughed at him for years. Called him backpack. Put out pictures of Dora the Explorer, the fucking backpack, with Draymond's fucking face and him wearing it. You're an expensive backpack for 30.
30 being Steph Curry's
jersey number, yeah.
Yeah, so basically Steph Curry has carried him, and now he's making hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
How many bricks you think are in that backpack?
That one goes on for a long time.
There's a lot of bricks in that backpack, man.
Yes.
I don't know. I just know now that we've found out the truth here, maybe we'll find out the truth about the beef between him and Rodney Magruder.
Well, we all had our favorite ideas of what Jordan Poole could have possibly said. And I want to know, Sandy, does this meet your expectations? Does it exceed your expectations?
It's up there. I think it's great. I think it's a very, very funny comment. I think it might even be funnier than my favorite, which was Triple Single. I think they're like neck and neck. I think it might sneak across that finish line first. It's fucking funny. Like, and I mean, honestly, you know, it's kind of true, isn't it?
Tyson Chandler has a fucking D-boy.
Hey, Draymond. I got a really solid chin. Don't punch me, bro. Come on, be nice. But it's true. I mean, it's kind of true. I mean, you've been getting carried around these past few years. You're not really holding up your end of the bargain.
So it's funny because obviously Jordan Poole was about to sign a $136 million contract, and Draymond Green didn't get his option picked up. For that final year, so he was obviously quite worried about it. Rudy Gobert has a deep boy.
Yep, he sure does, doesn't he? The Stifle Tower.
Three.
Oh yeah, he's got a few of them.
So yeah, there's so obviously there was that. What topic, DeJounte, would you like to talk about there? Heat fan, you want to talk about holiday trade, Dame trade, Phoenix, Phoenix's portion? You want to talk a little bit of Kai Jones? You want to hear it out to?
I want to talk about
Paolo Banchero.
What everybody is talking about in the league right now, and that's
Scottie Barnes now 6'11".
About how Jeannie Buss is saying that Davis is the best player last year.
Yeah, I mean
Buss is phenomenal. She's phenomenal. She's great. Jeannie Bug. I love Jeannie Bug.
why are we calling her Bug?
Isn't that what her nickname is from?
Real insiders know.
Yeah, from Winning Time.
Yeah, it is.
Joakim Noah.
It's better than Silly Rabbit.
That's, but I mean, yeah.
I mean, is that the is that where we're like putting it? Like, I mean, where Alonzo Mourning went a deep way? Like, I mean,
No, Ben Wallace is good. I thought he was great.
That was so long. Are you telling me there hasn't been a good defensive player of the year winner since
Dwight Howard was good?
Fucking five or six or whatever.
Kawhi Leonard was a good one.
Kawhi Leonard's amazing. Yeah.
Like, Draymond is. I think that's the line where it started to get weird. Because he was great.
Okay, so Marcus Smart shouldn't have gotten one.
He wasn't the best defensive player on his team.
Yeah, that was confusing. DPOI.
Not even on his own team. Yeah. He's very good defensively, but yeah.
Like it should have been Time Lord if it was going to go to a Boston player, but for some reason,
Blazer great Time Lord. Him and Aiden are going to tear it up.
Yeah, so Jaren Jackson Jr. All Star, Marcus Smart nobody, Rudy Gobert All NBA, really
nobody.
Giannis Antetokounmpo obviously one of the greatest. Draymond Green All NBA, Kawhi Leonard legend, Joakim Noah.
Yeah.
I mean, Joakim Noah did have that one year where he like
third in
MVP voting. So.
So here's another thing for real though. The second apron, is it just me or is everyone just genuinely terrified of that second apron except like maybe two teams?
I mean, unless you have a firm understanding that your window is now, there is legitimate reason to be afraid of
the
second apron.
Who are
the
teams that are embracing it? Half who you got?
Phoenix. Phoenix is embracing the shit out of it. Golden State.
Oh my god, I love him to death.
Golden State doesn't give a shit.
Golden State doesn't have a choice.
There's that too.
Yeah, they're just there.
Milwaukee, Boston. I think are they over the second apron or are they just coming?
They're
up
getting
to
there
it?
If they're not.
Milwaukee will be, I think, next year. They have no depth. They literally have four players and a bunch of no ones.
Yeah, obviously we're going to talk about the trades in a little bit later. But I actually don't like the latest one for Boston. That's for sure.
I feel like Boston damn well should be over it after they
shifted everything around.
Well, okay, so
for better
and
worse.
I mean, like if I look at it empirically, I think Jrue Holiday is a much better player than Marcus Smart.
Sure.
Right. And mm-hmm. I think that Kristaps Porzingis solves the half court issues that they had, which is a little bit different than what they were getting out of Time Lord. So I can see those being construed as upgrades. What I don't like though is obviously you lose a lot of your depth, between Grant Williams or Court Williams being moved on from, as well as Brogdon being part of that trade for Holiday. Like, you know, they're definitely weaker depth-wise. And I don't know if, like are you going to tell me O'Shea Brissett's going to fix that? Like, I mean, like, I don't think that's, like, I don't think they've brought in anybody, like, you know, is Delano Banton going to be replacing Malcolm Brogdon? Like, I just don't see, are they going to be relying on Pritchard all of a sudden to take care of things?
Pritchard will do all the dirty work for you. Pritchard will get in there. He'll do all the dirty work. Pritchard takes He takes the train to school. He knows what he's doing. Halfway through, I had phlegm in there. I coughed it up. And
half?
Just,
half? Let me ask you a question.
That was my
half.
Limited Boston.
Going to school.
Now look.
He
half?
Takes the A train.
Wait. I'm with you here, half. Is it the School of Hard Knocks?
Yeah. No. To have
I
it.
Tried to save your bitch, you
to
ass.
Have it, to have it.
And obviously the two first round picks they ended up picking up for trading Marcus Smart and getting Kristaps Porzingis. Comparatively, they moved the two picks to upgrade Brogdon and Time Lord into Holiday. But I gotta be honest, I think that the net positive gained by Holiday is kind of like wiped out by losing Time Lord and Brogdon. So I don't know. I think that the trade made a lot of sense for Portland, but I don't think it made a lot of sense for Boston.
I'm glad you asked. Top three coaches and their voices. So Tom Thibodeau is number three. Great voice. Great fucking voice. Number two, Avery Johnson. That voice should not be coming out of that man.
Yeah, number one, it does not match the body.
No. And everybody knows number one, without a doubt.
Doc Rivers.
The greatest. Exact. Doc Rivers. Yeah. Doc Rivers, yeah. Number one. That's great. It's a great voice.
I feel like outside his calling in, cannot be doing commentary because
which Van Gundy?
By the second round, he's going to have no voice. Like, I don't know what they were thinking giving him a commentary gig.
That's what everybody said about Shaq, though. But they fixed his voice, and he's a consummate professional, and they made it happen.
Shaq doesn't do commentary.
He has like a
15-second like moment where he has to talk. Like,
Shaquille O'Neal is a multiple-time champion. Doc Rivers is a one-time champion. Are you calling him a consummate professional on the same level as Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, are you counting assistant coaches, though? Because I think he won something with under the Pat Riley tree, I think.
I don't think the tree matters, brother. He's not a head coach.
He didn't win as a player?
He was a fucking hawk.
Wasn't Doc like in L.A.?
I don't think so.
Doc was a hawk?
Doc was a hawk.
You technically was L.A., just the shittier version of L.A., the Clippers.
Get fucked.
And he's a Knickerbocker.
That's twice today Lufa had to look something up.
There's a Knickerbocker and a Spur.
A Nick. I mean, Nick is like, Knicks are like L.A.
The Clippers. The Clippers of the Northeast.
I mean, in both cases, they take buses to school.
Remedial school.
All right. So, do you guys want to talk the trades then?
Well,
obviously, we talked a little bit about the Boston Portland trade. So, just to give a summary of what happened, there was two big trades that occurred. The main one was Damian Lillard moved from Portland to Milwaukee. Let me just pull up the exact trade details here.
While you're pulling that up, I'm going to ask half his opinion on Gilbert Arenas making fun of people going to Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon to learn post moves and footwork.
Gilbert Arenas, shoot or shoot.
Yeah, Gilbert Arenas obviously trashed Giannis for paying $50,000 to get his footwork worked on by Hakeem Olajuwon.
Let this man get his paper. He's old. Let him get his bread, bro. Come on.
So Bucks received Damian Lillard from the Blazers. Trailblazers received DeAndre Ayton via the Suns. They receive Tomani Kamara via the Suns. Jrue Holiday via the Bucks. 2029 unprotected first round pick via the Bucks. Unprotected first round swaps in 2028 and 2030 for the Bucks. The Suns receive Grayson Allen via the Bucks. Keon Johnson via the Blazers, who said that they're going to be buying out. Nasir Little via the Blazers and Yusuf Nurkic via the Blazers. So that is the initial trade that was made. Half thoughts.
I can really see RJ Hampton really making a difference in this Heat squad. He's in one of those two-way contract players, and I could just really see him being another one of those Heat, you know, diamonds in the rough that they always make happen.
I think if you give him a lot of minutes, you'll be seeing the Hamptons.
I'm surprised that Hamadou Diallo
Say that name again.
Hamadou Diallo hasn't been signed yet. If there was a Detroit Piston free agent that I would have went after if I was the Heat, it would not have been RJ Hampton. It would have been bring me Hami.
No, realistically,
he's
in a better position. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, it is what it is. It's better.
Hampton is a bust, certifiably.
No, I'm talking about Dame? Jesus Christ. Yeah, Dame. Dame's in a better position. Dame
Jesus Christ.
Milwaukee's better.
Yeah.
Dame is better in Milwaukee than he is in Miami. They definitely. But I don't like a lot of it. Just doesn't sit well. It doesn't seem. I don't know. I just think there's a lot of he said she said. Why didn't you do this? It's just
Stupid. Yeah, obviously, there's been a lot of articles written. There was the Woj article that was written clearly from the perspective of Joe Cronin and the Portland Trailblazers. And then there was such a loser.
Could you imagine actually being that much of a loser? Like waking up and being like, today I'm going to be worse at my life than anyone else is there. Like, oh my God.
I think the funniest thing of this is the people who don't understand how trades work on Twitter. Because I hopped in the replies of the announcement of the trade, and people are just like, he should have gone to Miami. Why didn't you go to Miami? And I'm just like, it's not like he chose to go to Milwaukee.
That's kind of how trading contracts work. Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, so like, I mean, there was obviously a lot of news has gone through over the last 3 months, and some people decided to write what they think are the definitive opuses of what occurred. What's the name of the other guy? I can't remember it right now. The guy who wrote the
John Marcus,
Marcus no, Camby. No. Marcus Camby was a depoy.
Marcus, yeah, but
fucking what?
Marcus Camby was like leading the league in blocks like 8 years in a row. So it's
like he can't. I mean, out of nowhere, he just is Marcus Camby.
I mean, that was a bit
that's
we
kinda,
were
kind of we've been doing. Yeah, seriously.
I forgot that you were new Baldy. Thank you, Baldy, for the cut clip information.
You're talking about Chris Haynes.
Yeah, Chris Haynes. Yeah. So
Chris from Dame's point of view.
Yeah, Chris Haynes wrote from Dame's point of view basically that Dame wasn't getting calls back from the Portland office, and eventually when he realized that the Heat trade wasn't going to happen, he wanted to come back to Portland. At which point Joe Cronin said there was no coming back. Somebody. The door was already the door was already closed.
Yeah, but
And then he basically said, "I'm going to trade you to Toronto." And the Toronto package sounded absolutely terrible. Like they're going to get
that one would have been
Grady Dick. Yeah, Grady Dick and Gary Trent Jr. was like the entire package and like one first round pick or something stupid like that. It was going to be a straight up Kawhi deal there for Masai. But anyways,
Masai does not know how to make a fair and even balanced trade.
I mean, he wins his trades. That has been his history.
He's like, I'm not budging on this, but it's Dame Lillard. I don't care. You're going to take Grady Dick and you're going to like it.
Yeah, you're going to eat this dick. Anyways.
The Milwaukee part, I mean, the Milwaukee trade is not, I don't find it that much different from Miami's. I really don't. Miami was
It's vastly different.
No, you're talking about after, even including Drew. Phoenix would have been included. Like, get out of here with that nonsense. Phoenix,
I feel like you live in a bubble.
The thing is, for all the reporting, on both sides, all the reporting says that Caleb Martin wasn't going to enter into the deal. And that would have been the only piece that would have been salary enough to compensate for Ayton. You can't make the Ayton trade without that piece of salary that is Grayson Allen. Right, like you need to have that. You need to have that $8 to $12 million window that apparently Miami wasn't willing to provide at that period of time.
That's bullshit. I forgot what fucking player it was, but Pat Riley literally told a player during a press conference, "I'm not trading you," only to trade him the next day. Like it's like, oh, we're not going to trade. Caleb Martin is the difference why we don't get Dame Lillard. Get out of here with that noise. Of course they trade him. We find 13 more Caleb Martins. Hampton.
All reporting suggests that the Heat told them what their package was. They felt like they didn't have to move up their package because no one else was going to bid, and then somebody else bid, and then the Heat
it was Toronto, and it was an absolutely dog shit, and they were going to take it. They were going to take it over Miami's, which is
because basically what they did was they forced Dame to open up his options away from just Miami. So then Dame's agent said to Milwaukee that he'd be okay with it, and Milwaukee came up with a package that I would argue is better than what the Heat were offering at that period of time.
But at that period of time, okay, you go back to Miami and say do something better.
They already decided they weren't going to trade him to Miami.
They would. Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
So why is there a grudge with them in Miami?
The grudge clearly came from. Now this there's a lot that has been done, but basically Chris Haynes back in July said that the agent Goodman has told him and he put Goodman's name on it, has told him that Goodman is calling other teams saying, don't offer it, don't offer for Dame, he's going to request a trade as soon as he arrives. So basically, Goodman poisoned the well, and therefore artificially depressed Dame's trade value. Miami used that as, and no, don't yeah me, this is, you no, want an explanation, Miami used that as leverage. Don't yam me. I'm in the middle of the story. Miami used that as leverage against the Portland Trailblazers, saying they weren't going to adjust their package, that they weren't going to include Tyler Hero, they weren't going to include Caleb Martin, they weren't going to seek additional trades for Tyler Hero. And then at the end of the day, you have to find a better offer if you want us to budge. And at that point in time, Portland's like, "Well, fuck you guys! You poisoned the well, and you're artificially depressing the value, so you're not going to get
Miami
them."
Miami found all these trades with Brooklyn. Miami found all these trades with Phoenix.
Yeah,
Miami
Brooklyn trade. So let's talk about Tyler Hero's trail value for a second. No. You brought up a Brooklyn trade. No. You don't know me.
I like that Goodman poisons the well. McGill would never have done that.
but the Brooklyn portion. Obviously, Brooklyn said that they would take Tyler Hero as a salary dump, and they would say that Portland would have to take Ben Simmons along with providing them a first round pick. But you know, obviously, they can't move off of Ben Simmons, so they would have just had a dead salary. So instead, they decided to go with Holiday, who's turned into two first round picks.
Which you just said, and it looks like Brogdon, they found all these other trades for them, like Phoenix, like Brooklyn, like with Charlotte, like with all these other teams, they found all these other trades, but yet Portland didn't give a shit because Portland wasn't going to, like you said, but they would have taken Toronto and their dick. Well, they would have rather get dicked over by Toronto.
I mean, yeah. Get
down by.
So I mean, I'm sad. So then why does Miami give a shit? I'm sad that didn't happen. But the thing is, Miami ruined their opportunity when they decided to poison the well. And didn't Dame
reach out to Cronin back in, before they asked him to bench himself? Which he might get in trouble for that. That'll probably end up getting him fired because the NBA is really into this whole gambling shit.
Well, I mean,
otherwise.
They can't prove it is the only problem.
I hope the Dame saved the tax.
Oh my god!
Well, I don't think it was a text message. I think they had a meeting.
Know that.
In the article they said it was a meeting, but anyway,
recorded it on his phone.
Anyways,
so all of a sudden, there's all these trades that Miami had facilitated and was already setting up for. Miami was already doing all this other shit, but yet, Miami wasn't willing to trade Caleb. Get the fuck out of here! Of course, Caleb Martin would have fucking gotten his ass all the way over there.
But like the reported trade package didn't include Caleb Martin. You're trying to
of
tell
course,
me that the
because
reported
it's my, fucking, it's my first t- trade. On my you're first trade, I'm gonna show you my ass. On my first trade, I'm gonna show you my ass. I know. I give it to you after.
So
after someone
they
else
got
me.
They got a better deal than what was reported from Miami. All
right, and they lost. And, all right, cool.
And basically they didn't have to capitulate to the people who poisoned the well to begin with. So like I mean
well,
that's like
he
I mean
to himself, Cronin. Though.
Cronin created the leverage. He didn't do it to himself.
There's plenty of reports where Dame Lillard had reached out to Cronin way back before the finals and said, "Hey, please start finding me a trade. I'm not going to say anything. These are my destinations." And Cronin wiped his ass with that.
They discussed their offseason plans beforehand. It was all part of their press conference. We all knew what was happening. And then they almost won the draft lottery, so I mean that changed everything. And from that point forward, you can't really argue with how Portland played this, because Miami wasn't going to play ball with them unless they found a better offer. Well, they found a better offer, and that's it. They created the leverage, and at the same time, they got to say F you to Miami for creating the mess to begin with. So
I don't think Miami creates this mess. I think Portland created this mess.
I think the idea of the whale, like they went whale hunting. Miami went whale hunting. They created a mess where they could capture
a whale.
Yeah,
but the whale hunter doesn't create the whale.
Well, you can't, like, you obviously bait the fish, man. Like, I don't
Cronin
understand.
Did that to himself. Cronin buddied the waters by himself.
No, Cronin offered Dame the Supermax extension last summer. If Dame wanted out, he would have said it then. But instead, Dame decided to do what I would have done, which is make an extra $30 million, and he screwed his leverage. And then he tried to play the game like he had leverage, and he didn't. And he ended up screwing himself. If he had just, if he asked for a trade and said, here are my five teams, go find the best offer, none of this would have happened. Miami probably would have ended up getting
the beginning.
But Miami would have probably gotten, but he didn't. He didn't make the announcement. He didn't make the announcement he wanted.
Personally.
He wanted.
Yes, he did.
He didn't.
Yes, he did.
He said he was willing to. He's saying that he said he was willing to play work with the team, and then the team went into free agency, signed Jeremy Grant for $160 million, and then at that point in time, Dame Lillard decided that he didn't want to be there anymore. So after that, that's so wrong. That's exactly how it happened.
So wrong.
No, that's what are you talking about? He declared it like 6 hours after. He asked them for the trade. He put in his trade request 6 hours after free agency, basically right after Jeremy Grant secured his contract.
It came out like, and he pretty much said that I want out. Just trade me. These are the five teams that I want to go to. Three teams I want to go to. Make it happen.
Like,
and then he's like, no,
like,
fuck you.
Like,
I'm not
you're just making
like, okay,
shit up at this point. In time. Right, like,
finding,
I just don't understand. Like, I mean, we've like, I don't understand. Like, so he made his request after free agency started. And then he said, I'll only go to Miami. Then his agent poisoned the well. And then I don't understand how you're just making these things up, man. Like, this is what happened. And then Cronin created leverage by saying, I'll just trade you to Toronto and there's nothing you can do about it. And then at that point in time, Dame.
Three times today. Are you ready for a fourth time?
Okay. Yeah. Send it to me.
All right. I'll send it shortly. I'm going to find it because now everything is fucking bloated with all the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is fun. So while he's doing that, how about we talk about I guess Jamal Mosley, Colin Paolo Banchero, part one.
This one's a bit iffy.
So per The Athletic, Dame Lillard requested a trade 3 hours after free agency opened on July 1st, 2023. The trade request wasn't a total surprise. But it was made after they signed Jeremy Grant for $160 million for 5 years.
It was before
deservedly
that.
So.
No, it wasn't.
Never should have re-signed him for that.
Anyways, I mean the record's been established. We all know when it started. So I don't know why you're making up this piece. Anyways, what was the next thing you'd like to talk about, Sandy?
Paolo Banchero and all these people that he's been compared to by their coach. Oh,
yeah,
Gary Payton, DPOY. I like that one.
But Gary Payton, I thought we weren't doing good players.
No, that was a good one. I'm just remembering. Yeah. That was a good one. That was Glove.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I mean, he was the only
Glove fit.
Was he the
you
only
must
guard?
Not quit.
Jordan won it, but I mean, during those years, that was mid-90s, that was all centers because it was Hakeem, Mutombo, morning years. That's who was winning. And Rodman. Oh, and the Admiral won it 1 year too. Like, oh. And then Gary Payton wins it in the middle. That's nice. That's really nice.
Who's Michael Cooper?
Cooper Loop.
He was a shooting guard for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, Showtimes.
But Paolo Banchero, he is a... Sidney Moncrief was a guard. Paolo Banchero is a dash of LeBron, a touch of Tatum, and a splash of Carmelo Anthony. I assume that
is it a splash of Carmelo or a dash of Carmelo?
I can't remember exactly the words. I wrote it down here as one part LeBron, a sprinkle of Tatum, and a dash of Carmelo. So we'll say a dash of Carmelo.
So I'm just trying to find out in terms of like measuring, like is a sprinkle a little bit and a dash a lot of bit and a touch of something like. Who do we know how he's got the most stuff here in the lab? Like,
well, what's Paolo's hairline looking like?
Oh, that's a. Ooh, he's young, man. Don't do that.
Oh,
now.
I mean, it's not great.
I feel like he's got a slathering of LeBron.
It's receding like Miami shoreline.
He's taking his talent
the other way around.
Beach. What did he get from Carmelo, do you think? The inefficient mid-range?
He's probably going to ball out in the Olympics.
Oh, yes, that's what it is. Let's see, Paolo Banchero, what did he shoot last season? He had an effective field goal percentage of 46.5%. That sounds like
rookies always, the shooting goes first because they're not used to playing that many games.
29.8 from three. Yeah, that's where that was LeBron during his rookie year. So that's fair.
A slathering of the king.
He's like a straight up clone.
Birdman.
So Sandy, you want to talk about what happened with Phoenix?
I mean, I feel like we've kind of touched on it a lot with you and him going back and forth with the Heat.
Well, we talked about
it's kind of been established what happened. Ayton is gone. Nurkic is there. I'm happy. I'm living my best life as a basketball fan.
Yeah, do you think that Nurkic is an improvement over Ayton, or what? Do you feel like Nurkic is even going to start?
I feel like Nurkic combined with the other people,
yes.
Nurkic alone, one for one for Ayton, no.
Yeah, it's the Grayson Allen. That's what you're really excited about.
I mean, I'm more excited for Bol Bol. He's going to be DPOY if you haven't heard. Now that Ayton's gone, the defensive game's going to fall to him, and he's going to step up, and he's going to be off the bench 10 minutes a night, defensive player of the year. First time in NBA history, someone's not even going to play 20 minutes a night, 15 minutes a night, whatever, defensive player of the year. He's going to come off the side of the baseline.
He's gonna be like Harden, that ball
40 feet into the stands.
He's gonna be like Harden in that one play where he was sitting on the bench, realized he was supposed to be in the play, and decided and then run in and block the shot from behind.
That's right. Except he's gonna be like a T-Rex.
Do you think the Heat should go after Reggie Bullock, the former Dallas Maverick?
You know, I feel like Bullock goes to all these teams and never wins anything. Bullock, how about you do something already, huh?
What are all the teams that he's gone to?
He was just a Mav. I mean, he was somewhere else before that. I feel like he's a journeyman. He's one of those journeyman types.
I think, was he a Mav and then he was, a Pacer maybe?
He's been around, dude. This is like year 10.
Piston? Let's see. Clipper, Phoenix, Pistons, Laker, Nick, and then Mavs. Yeah.
He's a journeyman. This is like year 10.
He's been everywhere, man. Yeah, no, a lot of people when the Court Williams trade happened, a lot of people were upset that the Mavericks ended up losing Reggie Bullock because he was like one of their best 3-and-D players. So, I mean,
anything that hurts the Mavs, I'm here for.
Something keep your eyes out for.
Anything that hurts that team, I'm happy to say.
My favorite thing in the world is all these bots that follow my account all of a sudden.
Man.
And they only ever have one post. And the post is always like some weird non sequitur. So, Ella Spearman M, or Spear M, 44594, only post. Joined Twitter, X in May of 2023. There is no free lunch. Society needs to refrain from consuming today so that they can save and invest and be more productive tomorrow. 3 likes, 303 views.
I think in the last 2 months, I've blocked like 40 of those accounts.
Yeah, I think I've got it's been such a mess ever since they changed from Twitter to X. It's like literally I get three new follows a day and it's all just bots.
I love the bots, man. Let me tell you, I love to meet them. I love to block them.
Bleep bloop. Half. Mm. What are your thoughts about the Nuggets not letting their players travel with the Larry B? OB, sorry.
If you could drink out of it, that I'd be pissed off. But you can't drink out of old Larry. So it's by all means, just don't travel with it. You're going to ding it up. It's a beautiful trophy that I've touched, that I've been a part of the original, the real one. There's two guards next to me. I'll post the picture. This is a true thing. And
Did you kiss it?
Yes, I did. I hugged it. Gave it a nice little kiss goodnight.
Are you going to post the picture in Discord half?
Yes, I am.
All right, hold on. Let me get there real quick. Tell me when you're going
to
post it.
Wait, I have to log onto my Facebook, which I haven't done in ages.
Why do you have to log into your Facebook?
That's how old this fucking
look up how to start QuickTime.
All right, well.
Hold up. Wait up. This, Internet this, just... Explorer.
All right. All right.
No, see, that's the thing. It's just not a trophy that travels around. You don't see people posting pictures of old Larry O.B. Just let it go. Just mm-hmm. leave it alone.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I mean, they said that people don't normally, or like players don't normally get to do, hang out with it, but that wasn't consistent with any other championship until the Nuggets. And I'm just like, it just seems like the Kroenkes being assholes about things again. They're like, we're gonna move the Larry O.B. trophy from Denver all the way to Los Angeles. That's what I think is happening here.
That's the worst that can happen.
Well, I mean, you don't like the idea of Aaron Gordon taking it to his new home?
I mean, yeah, he did defect to Serbia this summer. That is established. But yeah, shouldn't Jokic be allowed to take it with him to Serbia? Like, I mean, of all the people who have have access to it, he's the one that won the damn thing. All right, let's see. Is there anything else that we would like to talk about? Mitchell Robinson for two firsts. Scottie Barnes is a monster.
Is that what they're asking for? Over Mitchell Robinson? Is it really?
Well, they said that they're not offering, they're not actively offering him out. But if anybody were to ask, that would be the price.
You pay that?
Would I pay two firsts for Mitchell Robinson? I don't think so.
I think it depends on who your center is. I think the Suns would.
Yeah. I think will the Suns ever have a first round pick again?
If it was up to me,
that's all overrated.
But yeah, like, obviously the Heat wouldn't make a lot of sense doing it. Toronto make a lot of sense doing it. It'd have to be some team like maybe the Nets. Would the Nets be better with Mitchell Robinson than Claxton? I don't know. It's hard to say.
I think it comes into consideration that they might be just because Robinson's a bigger body. He's not as easy to bully.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously Mitchell Robinson probably do a lot better against like Embiid than Claxton did, who just got completely dummied by him in the playoffs, right? So.
Like, Jokic kind of has his way with everybody, but how did he do against the Knicks when matched up with Robinson? Because I think that's actually he's a big physical guy.
It would
be
a one game sample size. It wouldn't be enough to actually say anything about it.
I think that the Knicks would actually have an interesting matchup, because like realistically, the combo, you have to have a combo of bigs to get Jokic to slow down in the paint. Right, that like every time he's ever had a hard time is like when you've had a combo of bigs. So Mitchell Robinson by himself wouldn't be enough. Oh my goodness, there you are! It's almost
where is it?
You're almost as tall as the statue.
You mother!
That's and what locker room is that? Oh, that's a nice little locker room too.
I had a joke and I was ready. I was waiting. I got to post it here now.
So I need somebody to fool that one up. Add the glasses and the hat. That's the episode.
A Duke and that's a DJ. That's not a May.
that's the episode art. You look so sad.
Yo, you're an NFL quarterback, ain't you?
I'm not very good at pictures.
Wade. Yo, you're sitting at Wade's like, whoa, that's hallowed ground. Holy shit, he's tall.
I'm short.
Yeah, no, it's not that. He's not that tall.
I'm 5'5".
Wow. Okay, I'm 6'1".
So. Yeah, he's about 6. He's about 6.
Yeah, I think estimate that too.
Tall Spolstra.
So sorry, this is not a visual medium. That's Eric Spolstra. Yeah, Eric Spolstra is pretty tall. He used to play.
He used to be the video coordinator. How about that?
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now he's here.
Do you remember when?
I and nobody could hear me. I heard somebody say something about Charles Manson.
What the fuck?
Yeah. No. So I read it, like I said to the boys. I read a tweet today, and I assume it was true because all tweets are true. All tweets that I read are facts. I read a tweet today from an unverified account that said Angela Lansbury had a teenage daughter when she was living in Hollywood. She had a teenage daughter who was being lured in by an older man, and he had encouraged her to steal food and money from her parents for him and such, and as a result they just picked up and moved to the UK because I guess that's what you do when you're Angela Lansbury. And they found out later it was Charles Manson.
Yeah. I'm trying not to fucking laugh and blow the story.
The story checks out. There's a lot of links.
I just googled it, and like there's a variety link and everything. Like there's this might actually be true.
How do you what you think the
Twitter
up?
Just makes shit up? It was on the it was on twitter.com, guys.
No one lies on Twitter.
That's facts. You're listening to the Fool Court Press Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Fool Court Press Podcast, the only podcast made by fools for fools. All right, we're going to start with our Southeast Division recap, starting off with our Miami Heat. That was a lot for me.
I was thinking you'd save them for the end here. I'm just for not realizing the stupid fucking chat. It cuts off at the end of Atlanta Hawks. That's funny to me. Atlanta Hawks. It's a three-team division here. That's great.
That's all there's left.
That's all that's left. And he's muted for the Heat. That's funny, too.
I've been ranting by myself.
You sure have. Ranty Orton.
All right. So the Miami Heat have lost Udonis Haslam, mm-hmm. Victor Oladipo, Max mm-hmm. Strus, Gabe mm-hmm. Vincent, Omar mm-hmm. Yurtseven, and Cody mm-hmm. Zeller, the legend.
And they lost Zeller out points. On Damian Lillard.
Yeah, but just you can't take into account something that you never had.
Damian Lillard.
So they
had it in the bag. What are you talking about?
So notable free agents that signed Thomas Bryant, most famous for asking for the pass on LeBron James' record-setting field goal.
Oh, the greatest moment of his life. The image, it's a picture of everyone in the stadium with their phones out, snapping a photo of LeBron, elevating to take the shot. And Thomas Bryant down low calling for the ball. Hit me! I'm open! Raptors, of course you're open.
Raptors legend Justin Champagne.
That's a great name.
Former Thunder, hasn't been in the league for 2 years, Chuck Diallo.
Wow.
A player not good enough to play for the Pistons or the Magic, RJ Hampton. Jaime Jaquez Jr., draft pick. They brought back Josh Richardson in hopes to trade him for Jimmy Butler, I assume.
Jay Rich.
Welcome back, Jay Rich.
And then they have a bunch of other people I've never heard of before.
Yeah, nobody's heard of Duncan Robinson. The Heat more than
any organization.
They re-signed Jamal Cain, Kevin Love, and Orlando Robinson.
Is Kyle Lowry still a Heat?
Yes, yeah. He is. One more year, right?
Well,
he's got one with a player option,
and I think this is the player option.
He's living
his option life.
Oh my god, he loves it.
All right, so what are your guys' initial thoughts, grades for the Miami Heat offseason?
How you feel? Half
incomplete.
That's not really a grade, sir.
Incomplete. You don't trade for a 33-year-old point guard. I mean, everybody's got a point guard nowadays. It's he's old, they're useless. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. this team's going for whales, not for little guppies. We don't mm-hmm. want old whales.
So, which of those players that he listed would you closest describe as a whale?
I mean, Justin Champagne is pretty. He's a legend.
Jay Rich.
Oh, you got Thomas Bryant. He's a
Jay Rich.
He's there for the big moments. We go
hunting for whales. Yeah, but the way you get whales is with a little fish. See, you guys are playing checkers. We're over here playing 3D chess.
You know, I just see Jimmy Butler in the playoffs in the midst of a 55-point game, and Thomas Bryant down low calling for the ball.
For what it's worth, I've heard a lot of really positive things about Orlando Robinson. He seems to be the next Magic Heat guy.
He's going to be fine. He dominated the ever living shit out of the Summer League, as he should have, which is a good sign. I think he'll struggle a little bit in the regular season. I think he's going to match up against bigger bodies and struggle, and that's fine. I want to see how he recovers. That's how you know if they're any good. How do they adjust to the adjustment of the adjustment?
So I guess the big question is obviously with the Heat, it's never about the people they bring in this season. It's about the people they brought in two seasons ago that always end up contributing. Obviously, like Max Strus, they had for three seasons before he became before he actually started to establish himself in the role in his role. Gabe Vincent was a few seasons before he established himself in his role. My question is, Nikola Jovic, is this the season that he's going to break into the rotation?
He breaks into the rotation for sure, but I don't think he gets. I don't know. I think this is Highsmith's year. I think Highsmith is the one that's going to beat him out to it. I think Jovic just still needs weight. He's what? He's like 19 years old. He's a baby.
Who's your starting? Who's your starting lineup right now? If everyone's healthy.
Love at the four. Oh. Exactly.
God, that's just
Bam at the five. Bam at the five. Lowry at the one. Maybe.
Whoa,
if he's
man.
Not bench, if he's not playing bench, exactly.
I think he's got to be coming off the bench now. Like, the guy's like three. Guy's like 38 years old.
And who's our two? Duncan. You know, who's Tyler
that they can start?
To his hero? Yeah, exactly.
Hero's not a point guard.
No, hero at the two. Hero's definitely not a point guard. Point hero. They tried that. That did not work. Point Winslow though, I did enjoy, but yeah.
Winslow's going to play at the three.
But, I mean, they have some depth, but it's the same thing as always. They're going to bring some guys I've never heard of, and they're going to do pretty damn well in the right system, but it's still going to be frustrating.
Looking at this, and they don't really have a lot in the way of guards. It's going to probably be Josh Richardson, yeah. I guess, it's coming in off the bench.
Yeah, he's definitely coming in. He's going to be our sixth, seventh man. It's going to be annoying. And it's just, I like him, though. I like him a lot. I liked him more than Justice Winslow. That was Rook 2. Yeah.
So, Sandy, what is your grade for this offseason?
Did they get Dame?
No, they did not.
So not.
All right. And what would you? Where do you have? Where do you have them finishing off in the East this year?
Eastern Conference Finals.
I mean, regular season.
Probably like the 6 or 7 seeds.
Yeah. 5 or 6. I don't think they have enough.
They don't give a shit about the regular season. Jimmy Butler's going to miss his standard 25-30 games.
Well, that's always been, I've said it before, that's always been Spo's biggest knock, his biggest pro and his biggest con. He does not give a shit about the regular season at all. In the playoffs, he always tightens up and he knows all, he's got all his data and his analytics from the regular season and he abuses it in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So regular season is just nothing more than him to tinker.
And do you guys want to know where I have them on my relief pass ratings?
28th.
26th.
Ooh, I was close. That's the closest I've been yet.
I mean, if this team is anything like the Miami Heat team from last regular season, they will just ruin basketball. So that was...
And go to the finals.
I know that I...
You're welcome.
I'm the one who predicted that they'd make the finals on this pod. I'm not beating my own drum here, tooting my own horn, but... God, they're hard to watch.
Asinine take. That was just a terrible take.
They're very difficult to watch.
Oh, they're difficult to watch.
I think they're probably a play-in team. It's interesting. I think they eek out of it. They were 8th place last season. I think a lot of teams in the East got better. Like Indiana Pacers, like for instance, I think are a better regular season team than the Miami Heat.
Up their team.
Indiana Pacers
up for grab.
What are you talking about?
Pacers are young.
Indiana Pacers had an amazing offseason.
I thought Buddy Hield was up for grabs.
Yeah, he's up for grabs. But like reality is they have like a 12-player deep roster right now. They have an amazing roster from top to bottom.
Yeah, that's what they say. You got 12 players, you don't have one. You know,
he's got them ranked number one on his league pass.
Yeah, unfortunately with the Miami Heat, they only have one player. So
and two.
depending on which day of the week it is.
Oh, you talking about Bam?
Yes.
Man, I mean, you guys are like him with the win, bro.
Sorry, what was that?
How does that work?
It's like some days it's blowing strong, some days it's not blowing at all. You guys, you're either really hard behind Bam or you hate his guts. Make up your fucking minds, Heat
fans.
Well,
yeah, we'd love for him to make up his mind. Then, you know, we'd make ourselves even faster. Because he does those games. Where it's like, did you see him in the bubble against Boston? He was going playing out of his mind.
Hey man, I got two words for you.
I mean, he was kind of playing out of his mind against the Nuggets as well.
You know who he reminds me of? It's DeAndre Ayton.
Bam really needs a power forward, like a fucking tree trunk of a power forward, like a Draymond Green. What's
Kevin
it called?
Love.
Is he trying to be an expensive backpack for 2-3?
No. I'm saying like a big tree trunk power forward. It makes Bam's life so much easier because then he could do his job.
Draymond's not really a big tree trunk.
No, but he's just in the way. He's a stump. You stump your toe on him and you're just like, motherfucker, and he keeps getting annoying.
He stumps his toe on you.
Exactly, yeah. Or kicks you in the balls.
His toe on you.
So last season, Miami Heat won 44 games. This season, their over-under on FanDuel is 46.5 wins.
So, is that a little bit inflated because they thought they were going to get Dame? Like, from FanDuel's point of view.
I think they weren't even listed before.
I would take the under.
Yeah, I think I would take the under as well.
I mean, I think they'll be pretty much where they were.
I think 44 wins is a decent number for them.
The East is not exactly blowing anybody's doors off.
That's the thing. It's just, I mean, what? New York's going to beat us with what?
With a much better roster.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that worked out for them this year.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, like, in the regular season, they had a much better roster. They've finished three winners. I guess we'll see. We'll see what it looks like without half of their starting lineup.
Don't do this to yourself. Don't do it.
I will 100% guarantee they. Like, I'm going to say it right now.
I'm going to do
it. The Heat are going to be out in the first round this year.
The Miami Heat are going to the conference finals. You heard it here first.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we heard it here first. Let's move on to the Washington Wizards.
I was reading you could pluck the bird and roast it whole in a bag of vegetables, similar to a chicken or a turkey. It's one of the easiest ways to eat crow. often adding a little bit of salt, some chicken stock, and some fresh herbs, along
there'll
with carrots, onions,
salt.
Potatoes, and parsnips.
It'll be an abundance of salt if I end up being wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure that the Heat are not making it out of the first round of the playoffs.
I think this pod may cease to be if the Heat make it to the conference finals again.
That's not how I feel about it, but that might be how you feel about it. I would be pretty disgusted. That would be for sure.
Wizards.
Moving on to the Washington Wizards. We're moving on to Cincinnati. Washington Wizards. The Washington Wizards have lost this offseason Bradley Beal, Jordan Goodwin, James Huff, Quentin Jackson, Monte Morris, Kendrick Nunn, Kristaps Porzingis, and Isaiah Todd. In replacement, they brought in Chase. I don't know who that person is. Patrick Baldwin Jr. from the Golden State Warriors, Jared Butler from the Thunder, Bilal Coulibaly, their first round pick. Danilo Gallinari from Boston, Tyus Jones from Memphis, Mike Muscala from Boston. They brought in Jordan Poole from the Warriors, Landry Shamet from Phoenix, and they also re-signed Taj Gibson and Kyle Kuzma.
David Robinson was born in Key West.
More like Jordan Bad Loss, am I right?
Sure, if you want to be.
Can't imagine the Wizards are going to do anything. That's what we keep talking about. It's just the East is so worthless. There's so many easy wins, but that's the thing.
I gotta be honest. Miami's... I'm kind of excited for a Jordan Poole, Tyus Jones, Kyle Kuzma mix mash of just pure unadulterated offense.
Come on, man. One of those three is going to get dealt by the deadline. Probably Kuzma.
It'll definitely be Kuzma. if they are able to trade any of them, I doubt they will be. But if there was one just... that would move on, it would be Kuzma.
I can just imagine my dad right now too being all in on like Kuzma's like, oh yeah, Kuzma's the one that's going to take us over the top. Like, yeah, that's who we need.
Michael Kuzma's not bad.
Michael Cooper was a guard.
I said that earlier.
Steve Martin.
Also a prop comic.
And Alvin Robertson was a guard too. Another Spur DPOY.
Yeah, there's like '80s and '90s. We also didn't know how to measure defensively, but it's also kind of difficult to measure defense.
Wait. Did Duncan never win a Defensive Player of the Year award?
I mean, he was competing with Shaq and Kobe and LeBron and
I don't think Shaq Admiral.
Nope, Shaq Wallace. LeBron didn't win one either.
Man, that is ridiculous. Like everyone thinks that he's like one of the greatest defensive players in the history of humanity. Never won the award. Unappreciated his time, Duncan. Duncan Robinson. Duncan is what I meant to say.
Well, I mean,
Robinson.
Underappreciated is one word.
How did Duncan Robinson never win a DPOY? Everybody gets one. All right, so if you were to place them right now in the East, where do you think they finish?
Oh no, I got Duncan Robinson would win Defenseless Player of the Year.
Nailed it. So where would you have them finish the season, the Wizards?
I don't think they're making the playoffs. I think they're a shoe-in for like the 12th or 13th.
Yeah, I think I have them like 14, 15 in the East. They finished with 35 wins last season. Their over-under set to 24.5.
Ooh. That's under.
I go over, but only because I think they're going to be in 13th place, like with like 28.
Yeah. I mean, like, Jesus. I mean, 24.5 wins, they would have them less wins than the Charlotte Hornets last season, which doesn't seem possible.
I think the Hornets are going to be better than this year. They don't have Porzingis or Beal anymore.
Okay, I get Jordan. That. But the Charlotte Hornets had 27 wins last year.
Yeah.
Do you not think that this team is at least as good as that Charlotte Hornets team last year? No. I would have to disagree with you. They didn't even have LaMelo Ball for half that season.
Wow.
Miles Bridges wasn't there. Their entire offense was run through PJ Washington.
I thought you were going to say their entire offense was run through like the penal code.
I mean, that ain't a lie.
You 24 and a half. Check wins. Out of the clink on game day. You check right back in.
24.5 wins is a pretty low number. I definitely go over on that. I think.
I'm feeling like 18 or 19. We'll see what happens.
Where do I have them on my watch list?
24. 35th. Dead last.
Yep.
I thought you'd be excited for Jordan Poole.
I may have to reevaluate that because I'm now going to be a Poole stan moving forward because of the backpack thing and being punched in the face and still being a professional basketball player. But I'm also hugely on board with this Bilal Coulibaly kid. Just because his name is so fun to say. Bilal Coulibaly. But also he looks like a complete freak, and I can't wait to see what that looks like in the NBA.
That gimmick's already taken in Milwaukee. You can't be a freak in the NBA.
Assume for gimmick infringement. I don't care.
He's the creep. He's not the freak. He's the creep.
So what do you guys think about the Atlanta Hawks?
I want to like them, but God knows they're going to be bad, so I won't. But
I like Quinn Snyder, though. I think God knows. Quinn Snyder. They'll be even. They'll be playing team. Playing team for sure.
So let me.
I think they're probably like the
500 ball. They're 500 ball.
Let me recap their move, the players they moved on from and the players they brought in. So John Collins is out. Aaron Holiday out.
Bullshit. No, he's not. Wait, John Collins finally left?
Got traded? Yeah, they traded him. They traded him to Utah for a second round pick.
Holy shit.
Vit Krejci is out. I know that's a heartbreaker for everybody. Tyrese Martin, gone. Just when you're like, am I going to have Tyrese Martin? No, you're not going to have Tyrese Martin.
Guess he's Tyrese Mart out.
Donovan Williams, gone. Brought in.
Who?
Kobe Bufkin is their first round pick.
Bufkin.
Bufkin. Mohamed Gayu is a second round pick they brought in. They also drafted Seth Lundy. They brought in Wesley Matthews, Patty Mills, and Keaton Wallace. Did they not? Yeah, and then they re-signed Trent Forrest and DeJounte Murray.
So they'll probably be like the 8 seed.
You think an 8 seed?
Playing just...
I'll be interested to see what a full year Quinn Snyder looks like with this team. I could see them being a surprise team to move up into like the fifth or sixth place. But yeah, I think playing is a fair estimate.
Trae Young. You think he's going to have a great year?
Trae Young? Yeah. I mean, he's due for one. He hasn't had one in a couple seasons, so.
He's not good.
Whoa.
He's not really his favorite player.
Half button, you'd sacrifice Tyler Hero.
No.
Like,
no.
To the gods for Trae Young.
No.
Don't even deny it.
I wouldn't. No, I don't. John Collins, I would. I'm a huge John Collins fan.
He is a weirdly huge John Collins fan.
That's so strange to me.
It's very strange. The Atlanta Hawks are 18th on my league pass rankings.
Considering how good the Heat as a unit play defense, they could cover up Trae Young's biggest flaws. You're telling me with his offensive game, you wouldn't take that over Tyler Hero?
I mean, he's a much better offensive player than Tyler Hero.
But it's
like night and fucking day, and Tyler Hero is good. But he averages 20 a game.
The thing is like,
take away from everybody else.
I was going to say,
the man averages 10 or 12 assists.
Yeah, but like the question is, who do I want taking those shots? Do I want Jimmy taking those shots or Trae Young taking those shots?
Look, you can give the ball to Jimmy at the end of the game. Trae can shoot at quarters 1-3.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that trade's going to be on the table for the Miami Heat.
I know it's not, but hypothetically, there's no shot you don't take him over Hero. Get real. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Where the fuck is Jesus?
No, I think my bigger thing is, what is it going to cost us to get him? Is it worth it? Are we going to get... What's going to be our once-upon replacement if we get him to trade for him?
It's the Dame package.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, and then do we want... No, I'm not doing that. No.
You can't move Caleb Martin for this guy.
He's like 10 years younger than Dame, isn't he?
What? Trey? He's significantly younger. I don't have the ages up in front of me, but...
He's also historically never really had injury issues for that small frame.
Yeah, he's also historically not shown up.
A terrible defender.
On one entire side of the ball.
Kyle Lowry has a large frame. Very large frame. Always injured. So, I mean, you know, go figure.
He's got a fat ass. Go figure.
But he's always hand stuff.
Yeah.
He's always got hand stuff.
He takes too many charges. I'm going to say it. Stop taking so many charges.
Yeah, him and Kevin Love. You got 90 years of experience in the NBA between those two players, and they take all the charges with their brittle old bones.
I feel like real players should stop taking charges like year two of college ball. Like, that's a high schooler's thing. Taking charges is for the birds.
Kyle Lowry, that is his identity. That dude was taking charges at the All-Star game.
How much would you have to be paid USD right now to take a full court charge from LeBron James?
I would take a NBA minimum salary for a game.
Okay. So about 500 something thousand.
No, I think it's like 3 million.
Oh, they upped it? Okay, yeah. So 2K's lying to
veteran,
me.
Veteran minimum. It's like, veteran I think, minimum. 2.9 million.
Same question to you, Half. How much would you have to be paid to take a charge from LeBron
Brooke
James?
Lopez.
Running full speed. And that's prime LeBron. That's not like current LeBron.
Brooke Lopez was number 2 on the defensive player DPOY.
He was great last year.
It's fucking amazing.
He was great.
Should have been. He should have been all NBA.
Honestly, not a lot of money. I mean, you could probably. It's like, hey, I'll give you $1,000. I'd probably do it. But I mean,
brother, you got a value.
You guys don't even have free health care there. You need to be pricing that.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
The treatment is going to cost you more than $1,000.
Here's the thing. It's like one of those, like, you know, like at the airlines where they're like, we're offering now $500 for someone to fucking don't miss their flight and we'll pay you to be on the next flight. Like, I would do it for pretty damn cheap.
Yeah, I would do that. That's easy money.
But here's the thing. I know that more money's coming down the line. So that's the way I would treat this. It's like, if you can kind of like, I don't know where the limit is. It's like, what's the limit of what you're going to pay me? If your limit's like, oh, I'm only going to pay you $300,000, it's like, yeah, I'll do it for $300,000.
So
probably do it for a couple thousand, honestly. $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, I'd do it for sure.
If we're talking prime LeBron, it must have been a fucking shitty ass drive for him not to be able to clear half of five.
Exactly.
He's jumping over half. There's no way half can even take a charge from LeBron.
Exactly.
So you're impossible. Saying half's getting the nuts in the face?
Who was the Chicago Bull? He jumped over that Chicago Bull.
Do you remember when he put a bad day at the office for prime LeBron who gets a charge off of half?
He jumped over John Lucas III. How tall is John Lucas III?
Taller than you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're a little guy. Hey, do you remember what he did to Jason Terry?
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That was after Jason Terry talked a bunch of shit about him after that Dallas series.
So John Lucas is 5'11", and he cleared him.
Yeah, that's like a half a foot taller than you.
Well, here's the other thing. NBA players, fake heights. I don't trust their heights. So this guy's probably for real 5'9".
Wow,
I'm an actual 5'5". I don't lie.
Why would you?
Exactly.
If somebody told me they're 5'5" and it turned out they were 5'3", I'd just be like, yeah. I wouldn't feel sad. I would actually feel like over here.
Well, that's like my neighbors back in Miami. They literally told me, they're like, oh yeah, they sell cigars. They roll cigars and they're like a cigar company and they have these awards. And it's like, oh really? I'm like, world ranking? Do you have? It's like 23rd. I'm like, that's such a great number where it's like, I believe you. I'm not gonna look it up. You know, but at the same time, if it's a lie, it's like, why would you lie that you're 23rd? Like,
you know what?
They're actually 30th, but they're like, yeah, if we tell people 23rd, no one's questioning it.
Speaking of 23rd, that's where I've got them on your league pass ranking, the Hawks.
Ah, full circle.
18th. Wow, Orlando,
that's an upset.
The Orlando
without John Collins, huh?
Orlando Magic, they've lost Bull Bull.
Can we do this one backwards where we guess where your league pass ranking is?
No.
I'm going single digits on this one. But no, you finish.
Buddy. I have to guess the Magic because the Magic are my team.
I don't know, but he's smiling. I see the smile. I don't think I'm that far off.
Because they're like a top three pick.
The top three are already assigned.
So Indiana Pacers were number one. Pick. Oklahoma City Thunder number two, and Spurs are number three.
That's what I'm saying. They're a top five pick. That's what I'm saying. No, they're single digits. Maybe right on the outside. Maybe on the outside.
The Magic are one of the best teams in the league in terms of viewing.
Now you want to play this game. Now you're in. I want to do this one first. Can we do it backwards?
I've been doing this game with him for weeks.
No. I'm just saying where we do it backwards. The game where we do it backwards.
All right.
I think you have them as your number five.
I'm going number nine.
Wow. Half was so close. Eight. Number eight.
I wanted to say eight.
Well, you know what? You went over, so technically you would lose Price is White.
Jesus fuck.
Price is White?
Yeah, I screwed it up.
I'm still looking for this fucking article.
Because it doesn't exist. So Bull Bull is gone. Michael Carter Williams gone. Jay Scrubb gone. In are Anthony Black, 6th overall pick. Jet Howard, 11th overall pick. Joe Ingles. Mac McClung. And that's DJ Wilson, Raptors legend.
Yeah,
they re-signed Admiral Schofield and Mo Wagner.
I have one request. This request can be to Adam Silver. It can be to the Lord and Savior up above. It can be to the Magic coach. It can be to anybody and everybody. Please, God, do not ruin this team by giving Joe Ingles burn.
I mean,
let him be a veteran presence on the bench. Let him wave a towel. I don't want him taking minutes from Franz or any of the good guys.
They need shooting, though. Like, this entire team is, like, devoid of shooting.
This. Joe Ingles, bro. Joe Ingles, bro.
Joe Ingles, bro.
Bro,
come on,
bro. Joe Ingles,
bro. Bro, seriously, bro.
You don't think there's better shooting and a younger package on the free agent market? Joe Ingles is the answer.
I think they went into free agency and they targeted him day one.
That's a mistake, man.
They didn't think that there was a better option there than Joe Ingles.
That's wild to me. I don't want him playing more than like 5 minutes a night.
Hey, he's got a 2-year contract, $11 million a season. So they gave him mid-level exception money.
I mean, someone's got to get paid. He's a veteran presence. He's going to help Franz develop the jumper.
Yeah, I think that Joe Ingles probably doesn't start because age and knee issues, but he's definitely going to be getting minutes on this team. Prepare yourself for that.
He's not going to get significant minutes. He'll be about 10 minutes a night, probably 10 to 12.
Honestly, like I thought that they were primed to make a move up, but because of their offseason not really doing much, I actually don't have them much different position than what they finished last season, which was 13th place. What are you thinking right now?
I think they're going to the playoffs.
They're going straight to the moon.
No.
playing or normal. Okay.
I think they're probably the 9 or the 10. I think they're right on the verge of potentially a play-in. Whether they win that play-in game or not is another matter, but I think they're going up a little bit. I think the youngsters.
So teams that are ahead of that finished ahead of them. I'll read the 12 teams that finished ahead, and you tell me which ones they finished ahead of. Milwaukee Bucks.
Nope.
Boston Celtics.
Nope.
Philadelphia 76ers.
You never know.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Nope.
New York Knicks.
It's possible.
Brooklyn Knicks, Nets.
Are the Knicks an injury away from
being... I wouldn't be shocked about that one.
The Brooklyn Nets is not an illegitimate choice there, to be honest.
The Brooklyn Nets had a 15-game head start before. I
mean, they're definitely primed to go down. Miami Heat.
You know what? I've seen stranger shit.
Atlanta Hawks.
They're going to be feeling some type of way after that getting damn. The Atlanta, Hawks, I don't think so.
No? Toronto Raptors?
I don't think so.
Chicago Bulls?
I think it's possible.
Indiana Pacers?
I think the Pacers are a top 4 seed.
Washington Wizards?
Absolutely.
And then Charlotte Hornets and Pistons are behind them. So, yeah, you probably have – that would be like 11th, 10th, I think, and based off of what we did there. And that's you being an asshole with the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers. There's no way they're going to finish ahead of those guys. But
I mean, we don't know who's still going to be there, man. Joel's thinking about, well, you know what I mean? I'm not the process anymore. Maybe I need to go take my talents elsewhere. Go process something else. Harden wants out. He's on the
take
the
my talents Daryl Morey to the deer, drain. Take my talents to the Deer District.
Take his talents to a strip club. I don't know. You know, it's tough to say because that team is in absolute disarray.
Yeah, no, I think that the 76ers are probably still a playoff team even without Harden. Even like the Harden stuff goes to shit.
I think they're going to slip out of home court, though. I wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked if they were a 6th seed. That wouldn't surprise me. But I think that they're going to make the playoffs. That and then the New York Knicks. I think the New York Knicks had an ace of offseason. Like so, they're definitely good. The Nets, I agree with you, could possibly fall out, and they could fall out behind the Magic. I agree the Wizards could possibly do it. I think the Bulls are likely, are not likely, but they could do it. But yeah, I mean, that would still only get them into 10th place just there. Like if those three went down.
Well, I said 9th or 10th.
Yeah, so I think there's a strong chance they don't make the play-in at all. But, you know, we'll wait and see. They still have a young team. They don't have to do it all at once, that's for sure. The last team in this division we'll talk about are your Charlotte Hornets.
My Charlotte Hornets, I'm a criminal now.
Yeah, your Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte Hornets bullshit. Have placed Kai Jones on indefinite leave
for a disaster.
For being strange on the internet.
Yeah.
They've also lost Svi Mykhailiuk to the Celtics, Kelly Oubre Jr. to the Sixers, Kobe Simmons, Dennis Smith went to the Nets, and Xavier Sneed. They brought in draft pick Amari Bailey. They re-signed Miles Bridges. They drafted Brandon Miller. Fuck, man.
What are they thinking, man?
It's a fucking rap sheet.
Why Brandon Miller? You fucking... It falls into your lap. The chance to go out and get...
Like I said, when we
generational
did
generational talent.
Like I said, when we did
we're
the recap,
take Brandon Miller.
When we did the recap for Portland a few weeks ago, like I said, unfortunately, or like luckily for Portland, the Charlotte Hornets are the dumbest team in existence.
It makes no fucking sense.
They had the second pick in a 2-player draft and came away with a different player. Like, it's crazy.
Yep.
Frank Ntilikina out of the Mavericks is also joining them. Nick Smith Jr. Was another draft pick of theirs, and Edmund Sumner of the Nets. They also re-signed LaMelo Ball, Theo Maledon, and PJ Washington.
I hate hearing that. I'm about to change my X.com name to hashtag free LaMelo Ball.
I thought you were pissed about Maledon.
I love his
back.
Game. I love LaMelo Ball so much as a player. I want him anywhere but there. He's gonna light it up in terms of like production there from a fantasy standpoint. Sure, he's gonna get numbers. He's gonna have gaudy stats. It's gonna be out of this world what he's gonna do in terms of production on the court. But I want him to go somewhere where he can succeed because I like his game.
Well, you know, all intents and purposes, LaMelo Ball is healthy. Last time LaMelo Ball and Miles Bridges were together, this team was a play-in team.
But Bridges hasn't played in over a year.
Half. Let me know. I want to know. Fuck. What do you think I put him as on my league pass rankings?
No, dude, this is bottom. I mean, you got your 30th taken care of. So I'm gonna go wild card 22.
And what do you think, Sandy?
29.
6.
Whoa. No fucking way.
Man, when Miles Bridges, prior to beating his wife and a child, when Miles Bridges and LaMelo Ball were playing like the last two seasons together, the Charlotte Hornets were my number one league pass team. I would
they
watch them every
they
time
were
I could.
They were great.
Every time I could.
LaMelo is so exciting. I really want Miles Bridges back in fantasy too, and I hate to say it, because he's great in terms of what he does on fantasy, but he sucks as a person. I don't want him to do well.
He's a spectacular athlete at the very least, but he's a piece of shit human being. And I would rather not enjoy him, but I'll be interested to see how LaMelo works with Brandon Miller. I'm interested to see how PJ Washington evolves his game with his new contract. You know, I like Mario Williams as another player on their team. That's interesting. I really did actually like Kai Jones. I would have wanted to see what Kai Jones playing with LaMelo was going to be like, but I don't know what the hell's going to happen with that.
Do you think it'd be possible, because we've established that they are the dumbest franchise in existence.
JT Thorne.
And while him and his brother aren't technically twins or look anything alike, do you think it'd be possible to fool a parent trap situation? do you think it'd be possible to ship LaMelo? He just goes to Chicago and
LaMelo's
back,
like,
and all of a sudden, my knee, and all of a sudden, and we get LaMelo out there with DeMar and those guys in Chicago.
You know,
and
it's
Lonzo.
You know, I think Lonzo's 3 inches shorter than LaMelo, but that doesn't disqualify.
I don't think Charlotte would notice.
Yeah, that doesn't disqualify it from happening. Charlotte's too stupid, so we could probably pull it off.
This is the parent trap situation between the Ball Bros.
Yeah,
send LaMelo to Chicago. You get back Lonzo. If he gets well again, we send him somewhere else. Y'all don't deserve him.
So where do you have him finishing this this offseason?
If they stay healthy, and that's a really big if, I think they could be the 8th seed.
Yeah.
Because I
I don't think that's out of reach. I think they were playing team.
I cannot stress enough how much I love watching LaMelo Ball play basketball.
That said, this is going to be an easy question to answer, and we're going to have to do it for the Orlando Magic as well, because I forgot to do it. So last season, the Charlotte Hornets won 27 games. Their over-under is set to 30.5.
It's over.
Yeah, I might just lay that right now. That just seems like the most obvious, like, over in the history of overs.
That's over, yeah.
Now, this is an interesting one. So the Orlando Magic finished with 34 wins last season.
Mm-hmm.
Their over-under is set to 36.5. Three more wins.
I think I take the over. I think that those guys are three games better than they were a year ago. They're all a year older. I take that. Three games is not a lot of games.
No, it's not a lot of games. What are your thoughts on those two over unders, Hef?
Oh, that's on me, Coach. I was texting.
You got to think the vets are all a year older. The young guys are a year older. I think it comes out of the wash.
So Orlando Magic won last season 34 games. They're over under set to 36.5. You going over or under?
Oh, they're gonna be fine. Where are they gonna take wins from? Milwaukee's gonna stay great.
They're gonna
have to be from the Nets.
The Wizards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Nets.
And then those other teams. The Wizards are going to do the same as they did last year. I'm saying that there's a total number of games they can win.
Yeah.
From the East Coast, who are they going to take those wins from?
Cleveland. I keep asking myself.
Is Cleveland going to do shittier next year? Because Indiana's going to do better. That's what I'm saying. Cleveland. Philly. Is Philly going to do worse?
Yeah, Philly.
So I'll take the over, sure. But I'm just
pretty sure Charlotte beat Philly twice last year too. They were crazy. No, Orlando was smacking folks left and right last year. They had a stretch where they beat Boston like three times. Like,
I can also just see a bad stretch of Orlando basketball too, though. Well, they'll lose, you know, six.
Don't
in a row.
You curse my boys?
No, well, they're. I could see that.
They
Sorry,
just
go
can't
ahead.
Shoot. They can't shoot, right? Like, and they drafted like Black, who's going to be like another point guard on their roster, who just can't shoot. Anthony Black. Like, it's just such a flawed roster right now. They're just not ready. So the other over-under that we were talking about, Charlotte Hornets are set at an over-under of 30.5. They won 27 last season. They didn't really have LaMelo at all last season. They didn't have
Bridges at all.
And they added Brandon Miller as well. But they lost Kelly Oubre, so keep that in mind.
This is a slam dunk over. Half button?
Oh, he had to step away for a minute. So it's all right. Let's
move on. That's it over, guys. That's it over. I hate Dame Lillard. That's it over. Right, there you go. Thank you, Hef.
So we're doing the all Southeast. We're doing the all Southeast team. So the five teams that we discussed, who is the point guard that you guys would have?
LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
You have him over Kyle Lowry?
Yes.
And then who's the shooting guard?
You'd have him over Trae Young?
Yes. He's a better defender.
You'd have him over Jordan Poole?
Yes.
Bilal Coulibaly?
Yes.
All right, LaMelo Ball. So who's our shooting guard?
I think I go to...
Some options we could probably pigeonhole Jimmy into there, but he's probably better as a small forward.
Yeah,
you could put Tyler Hero in there.
He's the bench. He's gonna be the bench player.
You could have you could put in Jordan Poole as well. Could fit in there. You could also fit in Tyus Jones there from the Washington Wizards. You have DeJounte Murray, Trae Young.
DeJounte Murray.
Then we have, what was the other teams that we had in this list?
It really might be Tyler Hero, though. I mean,
the Wizards.
So then we also have the Orlando Magic. So, technically, Franz Wagner plays every position on that team. So you could probably fit him in wherever the
you
fuck
know what?
You
Let's
want.
Go Franz then.
Immaculate grid.
Franz Wagner is my guy.
He goes wherever you put him.
He's a Swiss Army knife.
Wherever he can put it. So a small forward, we're going Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah.
All right, power forward. We got Kevin Love.
Bam, or is Bam going to be the forward? Bam's technically a forward.
Like, would you, like, he's always, he only ever plays the five, and he only, like, anytime he gets, like, all NBA votes and shit, it's at the five. I'm not going to count him as a four.
Is there anyone better than Kuzma here?
Kuzma's pretty good. Let's see, Atlanta.
Paolo Banchero.
Paolo Banchero, probably the one, yeah. Or PJ Washington.
PJ's probably my off the bench.
For center, I'm going to go Bam.
I gotta go Bam, yeah.
I probably have Capella coming off the bench.
I got Hero off the bench.
The three bench, we go, for me, Trey. I think I go PJ.
Are we building a real team?
And Trae Young.
We go five starters and then three off the bench.
Well, no, I'm saying are you building a real team with your three benches? Like, am I actually going to try
and
get,
you can pick whoever.
Like, you can pick three point guards or three ones,
whatever you want.
Yeah, I agree that. I would agree with that. Then
I think I go all Atlanta on my bench, and I go Trey, Murray, and Capella.
Did I say Trey twice? I think I said Trey twice.
Well, there's also Ty. You could do Ty. Ty's
Jordan. I think I'm going Trey, Kuzma, and
Kuzma, we put at the four, I think.
We put him at the four.
No, yeah. We went Paolo Banchero. I did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Trey, Kuzma, and who was the third? Sorry.
PJ,
okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with my all Hawks bench.
PJ Fleck ever won a...
I like PJ Washington. He's great.
All right. So we're back in better than ever. Thank you so much for tuning into the Full Court Press podcast, the only podcast made by fools for fools. I realize now that that will probably do it since Duke didn't show up. So,
what else is there? We miss you, Duke. I know I'm ribbing you, but yeah.
All right. So you can leave us a voicemail at 724FUFools at 724-383-6657. Follow us on X at FCourt Press. Send topic suggestions to FCP Rundown. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Full Court Press Podcast, as well as FCourt Press Pod on TikTok, not TikTok.
That's a different site. that's equally entertaining. That's a different site.
Xvideos.com. All right, and that'll about do it for me. I'm Lufa, joined today by Half and Sandy. Everybody say goodbye.
The early 2000s Sixth Man of the Year award was just absolutely awful. Aaron McKee, Corliss Williamson, Bobby Jackson, Antoine Jameson, Ben Gordon, or Mike
Ben
Miller.
Gordon. Ben Gordon won it and never came. Like what happened to Ben Gordon?
I heard he was working at a supermarket somewhere.
It finally started getting legit in 2007-08. Manu Ginobili, Jason Terry. People were like, wait a second, we should actually pay attention to our sixth man.
Don't call me Sandy.
Does Dikembe Mutombo have the most famous finger?
The bobble finger.
All right, keep having fun, bros, or die trying.
Fuck the shoe, dude. That mean ass curveball he threw after 9/11. He was the most athletic. He was the most athletic president. The guy goes on a rant about how we're gonna destroy terrorism and we're gonna end everything. Now watch this drive.
Get up. It's
you
up.
Know what I'm talking about,
watch
right?
For the shoe.
Yeah, no, I remember. I watched Bowling for Columbine.
Now watch this drive.
I watched Super Size Me.
So good.
Stop the terror. I call upon all nations do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch this drive.
Oh, you missed it, dude. Wait, replay. Listen to the thwap. Oh, that's such a good thwap, too. Now watch this. Listen to this.
Okay, so first off, listen to the first time he says it. He doesn't say terrorists. We have to stop the terror. We have to stop terror in general. We're banning horror movies.
War on terror. Restored, the war on terrorism.
You restored order and chaos.
Look, I think doing a press conference live at a golf course while in golf attire with a golf club in your hand and then doing a swing. I think he's rocketed up to the top of the leaderboard. Yep. He's probably the best.
I'm telling you. Athletic wise, yeah.
That's Velocity my guy. Global. Oh, get out of here. Velocity Global. Die. Everywhere.
Meet Walmart Delivery Pass.
Bro.
Oh my God. Why so many ads?
For $8.97 per month or $89 per year.
We got an issue in America. Too many good docs are getting out of business.
What?
Too many good dogs are getting out of business.
What is it? Doc. D-O-C.
I heard D-O-G.
I thought he was saying something racist, like trying D-O to say about a Muslim. Too many good dogs. I was like, what's a good dog? Sounds racist.
Too many Mohammeds are going out of business.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Gotta save the Mohammeds. That's why we're starting a new charity. 1-800-SAVE-MOHAMMED.com.
Oh, what's the worst? What's the scariest fan base to mess with? Swifties or like extremists? And in his brief remarks,
the president drew a aren't they the same? After putting his
foot in his mouth. I'm smiling right now.
Celebrated bicentennial in 1976.
The president's humor came to the rescue.
She gave me a look that only a mother could give a child.
Oh, I love this one. He can't open a door.
Can't dribble a ball.
The most athletic president.
Forget it, you're a has-been. I call upon all nations.
Oh, there it is.
They can to stop these terrorist killers.
What's this drive?
Now, the underrated part is the angle change. Like,
oh, it's amazing. That is a work of art.
The swing is a work of art.
That was a nice swing. Good swing.
Oh, it's picturesque. The will and determination of Commander-in-Chief, too. A year ago,
my approval rating was in the 30s. Year ago?
My nominee for the Supreme Court had just withdrawn. And my vice president has shot someone.
What the fuck? I forgot about that.